Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the fifth day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masech Brachos, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. In Domnin Leisbal, Elamatach Kivad Resh. When one starts to daven Shem Nesra, one does it out of a mood of being serious, Kivad Resh. As it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ibdus Hashem B'yira, you serve Hashem. How do we serve Hashem? With davening, B'yira, with fear. And indeed, in the Brisa we say, one doesn't get up to daven Shemoneh Esrei if one is upset, if one is in a lazy mood, or one has been laughing, or just talking idle talk. It should be done out of a serious, but at the same time, simcha shel mitzvah, a joy of mitzvah. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? For example, you do it right at Shemoneh Esrei, right after the Gula of Egypt, talking about Goel Yisrael, which we do in the morning. Or next to Tila Ladovich, which we do at Mincha time, which was a mizmor, a song that David made of shvacha, of praise. Chassidim harishonim hayoshoim sha'achas mispalim. The earlier pious people used to wait an hour or so before they davened. They used to collect their thoughts, empty out all their thoughts of all their business and all their other affairs, and then when they clear their minds, then they can start to get ready to daven. This was all done in order to prepare their hearts to serve Hashem in a full way, out of the fear of His presence, out of the greatness of feeling the presence of Hashem. Hafilo Hamelach Shel B'Shlamai says the Mishnah, even if a king greets a person when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, lo yishuvanim, you cannot return the greeting. Vafilo Nachosh Korach Al Krevoi lo yafzik. And even if there's a snake wound about one's heel, one should not interrupt. The Gemara, in other words, absolute concentration, no distractions whatsoever during Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara, however, cautions and says, this is only if there is no danger. If there is danger, life-threatening situation, for example, the king asked you, the king's maybe not a Jewish king, and he might get really angry, and who knows what it'll do to you, then of course you answer, even in Shemoneh Esrei. And if the snake that's wound around his heel was a poisonous snake, again, of course you interrupt and you protect your life. Mishnah Beis. Mazkirin gevuros kshomim b'tchias ha'meisim. We insert the passage of Masha V'rochum Eda Geshem, this is called Gevuras Kshamim, the strength of Hashem's reigns, in the bracha, the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei of Tchias HaMeisim, that deals with Hashem being Mechayim Meisim, bring the dead back to life. Why did they institute to put this insertion there in that bracha? Because reign for the world is like Tchias HaMeisim for the world. It's like the bringing the dead back to life. So does rain rejuvenate growth, and it brings life to the world. Now, we start it during Musaf of the Shemini Atzeres each year, and the last time it's said is in Shacharis of Chag HaPesach. In some it's missed out and replaced, according to the Sfarad Nusach by Merdatol, Nusach Ashkenaz, don't say anything in place. V'shoyalin Hagshamim. But we ask for rain, rather than just mention, we ask for rain, with St. Alamotar, in Bebirkas Hashonim, in the blessing that talks about Hashem blessing the year. That bracha is the bracha of Panosa. And the Gemara explains, because rain is so essential for Panosa, for a person's livelihood, for things to grow, therefore they inserted this bracha, or this tefillah, in the Birkas Hashonim. V'havdolah b'chonin hadas, and the insertion of Havdolah, which we say in Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov Hinei Hashem Esrei, Atochan Anton El Medat Hasecha, we say in the bracha of Chonin Hadas, the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara explains, why do we do that? It's because it's the first weekday blessing of the Shemoneh Esrei. The middle 13 brachas start with Chonin Hadas, and they're only said for the first time after Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos, or Motzei Yom Tov. And because, why is it in that bracha of Chonin Hadas? One is because it's the first bracha of Birkas HaChoel, the first weekday, so to speak, bracha. So it's appropriate to mention Havdalah then, separating between Kodesh and Chol. We recognize now that it's the first time that we can make a bracha, the first bracha that we're asking of the weekday requests. Others say, because in order to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol, one needs to have Chochmah. And therefore, it's appropriate that it's in the blessing that we thank Hashem, or we ask Hashem to grant us Chochmah. However, there are two different opinions on when we on this insertion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva argues, he says, Omer Abracha Revis B'Fnei Atzma. He says that rather inserting it in the fourth bracha, we actually make a whole bracha out of it in itself. He says that we make a bracha and we conclude, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, a totally separate bracha from Chen and Adas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and yet another opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, he says that we should say the bracha of Avdallah or the tefillah of Avdallah in the bracha of Moedim, just before Va'al Kulam. And the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, like the first opinion, as we all do, and we say the Avdallah in Shemoneh Esrei in the bracha of Chenein Hadas.